You are running to build a Kenya of hope and opportunity. One big Kenyan tribe.
And I want to tell the people of Kenya, enough is enough, and freedom is coming.
Raila Odinga's support base is the closest I can say to it, is you feel that sort of love at a football match. He does have diehard fanatics who would even, you know, if he was going to appear somewhere, they would make sure that they get a front row seat. He's someone who is first generation into politics and able to rise from being a youth leader to a minister to a deputy president, now going for president. In such a very short time frame, these are things that can take decades. There was a point where it was sort of on the same side, but where we began to see a rift was after the 2018 handshake. Things really began to change between the two of them because there was clearly a shift where the president was no longer as supportive to his deputy, and he was very supportive to Raila Odinga, and he sort of became a third wheel, and losing his influence, losing in terms of what he was able to do, the committees that he could control.
Many bacteria.
The main challenges for the next president is going to be looking at the economy. We are living in a time where the high cost of living is really affecting us. And so food is also just too expensive. So people want somebody who is going to do what they can immediately to reduce those costs, and they won't care how. So it's going to be someone of action and quick action. These disagreements, there's going to be a court case. I believe that. I think we have normalized taking issues to court and petitioning the court rather than going to the streets and demonstrating. I think that's a step in the right direction.